It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And I'm now inside your skull. Brett. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Brett's life was wasted in an isolated bubble. His mind was filled by the rules of madmen from long ago. He was brainwashed not to criticize or question. He was a hypochondriac and a coward. Being a passionate money man, he had no life-work balance, just eating, working, and wanking in front of the computer screen in the top room of the large home that was virtually given to him by his naive in-laws. His monthly quick routine of loveless sex with his wife could only happen if she was on top due to his weight. He could only perform if he closed his eyes and imagined his unmoisturized old husk of a wife was his daughter. The perverted thought only remained in his skull and was never going to be real. Now, Brett didn't experience a terrible accident or an unlucky encounter. He experienced a fate far worse than death itself. During one night of slow motion, stumbling and fumbling underneath his tired wife, whose trauma of over 20 years ago of her baby strangled at birth still haunted her and destroyed any sexual need, Brett's slow pumping became more and more aggressive. As he rolled on top of her vulnerable frame, he thrusted himself so hard into her that he actually squashed and snapped three of her ribs. Bruised organs caused her to scream. He then wrapped his flabby arm around her head to keep her silent. And then, just as he came, he deliberately twisted her small head off its axis. The sudden stillness of her body turned him on even more. He had total control. Then, suddenly, his bedroom door opened and his sleepy daughter just stood there. "Mum, I can't sleep." Brett jumped out of bed and grabbed her. The girl screamed as he picked her up and then down. He body slammed the middle of her back dead center on the wooden banister, so hard that her body actually folded in half. Instant, definitive kill. Brett had destroyed everything he cared about in a matter of seconds. Afterwards, he collapsed naked onto the red carpet and closed his eyes. When Brett woke up 45 minutes later, at first he didn't know where he was or remember the heinous crime he'd committed. He walked downstairs ignoring the evil he served. In his large kitchen, he pulled the cutlery drawer open, took a small knife out, and without hesitation, he pulled down the thin layer of skin underneath his right eye and stabbed and scooped out his eyeball from its socket. Warm fluid and tiny severed cables avalanched down the side of his face. Then, after seconds of finger feeling, he did the same with his left eye. Blind pain wasn't enough. He stumbled out of his death house. The police never knew what happened to him. But what I can tell you is that a neighbour that took a shine to Brett nursed his wounds, kept him locked up in a small concrete cellar for years, and your imagination can do the work at this point about all the physical abuse Brett suffered day in, day out, month after month, year after year. The sudden act of violence and brutality Brett executed that day was actually planned by their son that was strangled in his birth by his umbilical cord. He was actually the lucky one. His life would have been a misery if he lived. After he died, he was irritated by the 8.5 months he wasted in his mother's womb, and he wanted pure vengeance. Not only due to his unfortunate death, but because of the affairs his mother had during his time inside her. Some men even managed to get a little too close to his tiny skull for comfort when thrusting inside. But it was his mother's constant smoking and drug injections during her pregnancy that really angered him. A dead baby's spirit made his father destroy the mother that destroyed him. Now baby's spirit was content the family tree was forever severed. Brett. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.